This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
North Mac in the home whites, trimmed out in the Carolina blue. Panthers across the front. Staunton on the road, reds on their home floor, trimmed in the white and the black. Staunton in white lettering across the front of the road, reds. Booth to jump for North Mac. It'll be Hendricks into the circle for the Panthers. And here we go. The 102nd Macoupin County Championship is underway. Tap controlled by Booth, and the Bulldogs will get it to start. Man-to-man pressure and a steal right out of the gate by Downs. Up and down for the easy deuce. Will Downs, just like that, gets the steal, gets the bucket, and it's 2-0 North Mac, 14 seconds into the ball game. Now we have an official stoppage. I don't know if that was a delay of game warning, probably. I think Downs touched that ball after it came through the cylinder. That was a soft pass. Soft passes against North Mac do not work. Ray in the backcourt. He's being checked by Thorman. Grant Thorman cuts off Ray into the hands of Kinder. Off to Goss. Heard Ty Locks tell us this morning Frank was under the weather earlier in the week, and his pass is airmailed into the North Mac bench. Two possessions, two turnovers for Staunton, who played only 30 seconds. 3-2 zone for Staunton. Kinder on the point. Ray and McCullough up top on the wings. Goss and Booth down on the blocks. Here's Thorman. Skip pass to Tanner Wilson. Tanner, dribble drive left corner. He skips it back to Thorman. Looking for Hendricks in the baseline. Tipped out of there by Goss. It'll stay with North Mac. 7-13 for the opening quarter. Packed house here tonight at Staunton High School. And it goes to Hendricks in the right corner. Off to Kirk. Back to Thorman. Grant Thorman. Return pass to Cannon Kirk. Left wing with Thorman. Grant cut off at the foul line. Pulls it back now at the volleyball spike line. Between his legs he goes. Off to Kirk. Cannon Kirk, top of the key. Back to Thorman. Looking for Hendricks on the diagonal pass. Tipped and stolen. Good hands there. Out of the zone for Staunton. Here comes Ray into the front court. Devin Ray. Bounce pass off to Goss. Into the hands of Ethan Booth. His first touch on the offensive end. Kinder has it in the left corner. Brent Kinder back between the circles to McCullough. He picked up the dribble. Wilson all over him. Down to Kinder. Leaves it for Booth on the baseline. Out to Kinder. Brent, dribble drive, stripped, gets it back. Leaves it for Goss, top of the key. They swing it. Ray, 4-3. Too strong. Rebound to Goss in the right corner. He pulls it out and leaves it off for McCullough. Staunton will reset. Frank Goss, the only junior in the Staunton starting lineup. Passes tipped out. It'll stay with the Dogs. 6-10 opening quarter. Championship game. Ty Locks looking for his first county title. TJ Wilson looking for his eighth. Two phenomenal basketball coaches. Ray lobs the Booth. Hard of the lane. Ethan rises middle. Soft touch, no. And the rebound down to Thorman. Grant Thorman comes into the front court. In the left corner, Wilson wants the three. Left it a little bit short. Rebound goes to Frank Goss. He went high to get that one. Leaves it off for Kinder. Brent Kinder off to Devin Ray. Leaves it for McCullough. Had trouble with the catch. Lobs down to Booth. Ethan, front of the rim. Blocked. Fouled. Free throws. Cannon Kirk can't believe it. He puts both his hands over his mouth in disbelief. But at 5'10", there's no way he's blocking Ethan Booth, who goes 6'5". And he is a lanky 6'5", and he can leap. Free throw good for Booth. That makes it 2-1. North Mac with the lead. Booth to tie the ball game. He got them both. So after Staunton turned it over twice to start the ball game, they've settled down now. 5:40 for the opening quarter. In the corner it goes with Will Downs. Back to Tanner Wilson. Tanner right back to Downs. Will chased off the three-point line. Leaves it for Tanner. Open for three. Yes. Tanner Wilson buries the three ball. And that puts North Mac in front 5-2. 5 minutes, 20 seconds, opening quarter. Man-to-man pressure in the backcourt for North Mac as Ray comes into the front court. He's trapped on the sideline, picks up the dribble. He needs some help. Lead pass too long for Booth, out of bounds. Ethan gave it a headlong dive, but he had no chance to get to that basketball. Ray got himself in a bad spot when he picked his dribble up right after he crossed midcourt. North Mac came with a trap, and Ray was in a peck of trouble. 5 minutes to play, opening quarter, championship game. Left elbow with Will Downs. at the foul line. He's cut off. Leaves it now into the hands of Kirk. Back to Downs. Will Downs on the baseline with Thorman. Grant Thorman with the right-hand dribble. Bounce pass out to Will Downs. Top of the key, Downs. Pulls it back out. One of the backdoor cut wasn't there. Now he throws it into the left corner to Thorman. Back up top to Downs. Will. Foul line rises up, around and out. And the rebound down to Ethan Booth. 4.5 minutes for the first championship quarter. Here comes Kinder. We got a block on Brent Kinder. Second team foul on North Mac. The Panthers wanted the offensive foul for extending the off arm. That's the second personal on Cannon Kirk. That will get Evan Langelier to the table to check in. The 6'1 senior replacing Kirk. So two quick ones on Cannon. We won't see him for a good while here. Maybe not the rest of the first half. See how TJ Wilson wants to play it. Probably depends how the game's going. Down to Booth, count it, and the foul. Goss delivered a beautiful ball to Booth, who had the deep post position on the right block, drop step, bucket, and the foul. That makes it 5-4, North Mac up by a point. Ethan Booth at the line for the tie. Got it. All five Staunton points to Ethan Booth. 4:25 for quarter number one. Tanner Wilson across the timeline, wearing number 5 on the Panther jersey. Off to Langelier. Evan Langelier leaves it into the hands of Will Downs. North Mac looking for the three-peat. The rare three-peat here at the Macoupin County Tournament. Thorman cut off the baseline. He'll bring it back out now on the left wing. Booth stays right with him. They've got him trapped over there. Gets it away to Hendricks. Middle of the lane, Downs rises and hits. Will Downs has 4 points in the quarter. And it's 7-5 North Mac. 3:50 for the opening quarter of play. Big, big crowd here tonight, as you would expect, on championship night at the county. Staunton needs to get it across the timeline. They are getting dangerously close, and Tylox knows it, and he calls the timeout. 3:43 for the first quarter. North Mac 7, Staunton 5. You're listening to the 102nd Macoupin County Championship on WSMI. Well-utilized timeout by Ty Locks. The Bulldogs were in danger of the 10-second count. Staunton has the ball, down by a deuce, 3:43 for the opening quarter. Tim Mize, Timmy Hanks with you here. Championship game, 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. Here's Booth on the dribble drive. Spins, he's going to be tied up. Nope, they'll get it for the travel first. Same difference, fourth turnover on Staunton. It'll be Panther ball, 3.5 minutes for the opening quarter of play. Here comes Thorman into the front court off to Tanner Wilson. Wilson leaves it back for three. Just grazed the front iron. It goes out of bounds over to Staunton. This is North Mac's first game here in Staunton for the county tournament. Their semifinal game, of course, got moved to Carthenville on Thursday because of that impending weather. North Mac beat Carthenville 65-48. For Staunton, they beat Mount Olive in the quarterfinals 52-21 and then came from behind and beat Southwestern 41-30 in the semifinals. 3 minutes, first quarter. Staunton has the ball, down two. Kinder wasn't ready for the pass, and it goes out of bounds off of TJ Wilson, fifth Staunton turnover. Well, the other night, Frank Goss had a pass go off of his face because he wasn't ready for it. That time, Kinder wasn't looking, and it would have gone off his face, but it just wasn't lined up. 2:45 for the opening quarter. Downs pivots at the left elbow. Backdoor feed to Hendricks. Out to Thorman. Top of the key to Downs. Wilson on the right wing. Tanner with the left-hand bounce gets to the foul line. That pass is tipped. Stolen. Second North Mac turnover. Here comes Devin Ray into the front court. Ray across the timeline. Lost the handle. Thorman takes it away, and now a foul on Devin Ray. He dove after the basketball to try to get it back, but took the legs of Thorman out. First foul on Staunton. Sixth turnover on the Bulldogs. 2:25 opening quarter. Still one more broadcast for you tonight. The third place game from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, Nokomis and Pena. That broadcast next here on FM 106. Hendricks pass tipped, stolen. Third North Mac turnover. Intercepted by Booth, leaves it off for Devin Ray. Here comes Ray into the front court. Bounce pass to Frank Goss, out by the volleyball spike line. Top of the key with Booth, checked by Langelier. He leaves it for McCullough, crosses over on Wilson. in the corner to Goss. He wants the three, around and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Kinder put back, rattled out, no good. Saved by Kinder again, another opportunity. Brent Kinder knifes his way through, left hand layup, bounces around, falls off, but a foul on North Mac. Two free throws for Brent Kinder. Dogs got after it on the offensive boards that time. That won't make T.J. Wilson happy. 104 seconds, first quarter. Goss, Ray, and McCullough all over talking with Ty Locks right now. Kinder's first free throw is short. Stays a 7-5 North Mac lead as Brent Kinder will get his second free throw. 6'2 senior, and he can really get off the floor. He's a leaper. Second toss is off the heel too strong, misses the pair, and the rebound down to North Mac. Into the front court comes Matt Hendricks, the 6-foot junior, wearing the white headband for the Panthers tonight. To control that mop of hair. 90 seconds for the opening quarter. Here's Wilson. No-look pass to Garrett Bearden, who's checked in. He leaves it in the corner. It's short, and the rebound down to Booth. Thorman shot short. Here comes Staunton. McCullough drives baseline, and bad spacing. The pass was going to Goss. Ray cut in front, thought it was from him. Deflects off Ray's hands, out of bounds for Staunton's seventh turnover. Bulldogs a little sped up right now. Give North Mac credit for that. That's what they want. The pace they play, they're comfortable at that frenetic pace. More times than not, the opponents are not. Here's Langelier off to Wilson. Tanner Wilson leaves it for Hendricks in the left corner. Matt Hendricks back to Thorman. Grant Thorman, top of the key. Crosses over to the rim. Layup spun out, no good. Rebound down to Booth. A beautiful move from Thorman, just couldn't cash it. Here's McCullough off to Goss. In the right corner it goes to Ray. Devin Ray with the left-hand dribble comes across the head of the key into the hands of Frank Goss. Goss, top of the key with Booth. Ethan Booth directing a little bit of traffic out front, leaves it off for Ray. Sets a ball screen now for Devin. Here's Goss, open for three. Missed it too strong, and the rebound down to Garrett Bearden, the 6'3 senior for North Mac. 20 seconds first quarter. A two-point Panther lead. Tanner Wilson on the dribble, backs out towards midcourt. North Mac will hold for the final shot. Tanner dribbling out at the midcourt stripe. 10 seconds for the quarter. On the right wing with Langelier off to Thorman. 7 seconds. Still at the volleyball spike line. Bearden. Langelier baseline. 3 seconds. Attacks. Blocked. Pulled down by Booth. And that will be the first quarter. After one championship quarter, it is North Mac 7. Staunton 5. You're listening to the 102nd Macoupin County Championship on WSMI. Tim Mize, Timmy Hanks back here at the 102nd Macoupin County Championship at Staunton. The Panthers of North Mac lead the Bulldogs 7-5. But score-wise, this is what Staunton wants. Low scoring. Hendricks in the corner. Wilson, 4-3. Yes. Tanner Wilson, his second triple of the ball game. He has 6, and he is really shooting the basketball well right now. Little full court pressure, man-to-man style. Booth, middle of the floor, off to McCullough. Into the front court come the Dogs. Down to the block, Booth. Ethan draws a crowd, fouled on the floor. And that foul for North Mac is going to be whistled on Evan Langelier. That will be his first, team's 5th. Baseline out of bounds, and it goes to Booth. Bad pass stolen by Thorman. Up and down for the easy deuce. Another lazy pass for Staunton. That's how the game started. And that's how the second quarter starts. It's 12-5 North Mac. A three by Wilson, a steal and bucket by Thorman. Has them off to a 5-0 start in the quarter. Here's McCullough. Kinder on the right wing. Gets to the foul line. He's cut off there. Being guarded by Hendricks. Kinder leaves off for McCullough. Goss, right wing. He wants to attack. Right block. Kicks to Kinder. Brent left it a little short. Rebound is out of bounds off of North Mac. It'll be Staunton ball, 6:39 for the first half. Booth will throw in for Staunton. And they'll put a Bulldog at each corner of the lane. Substitutions for North Mac. Now Cannon Kirk will return with those two personal fouls. And Will Downs coming back on the floor, coming off Hendricks, and Thorman will get a breather. Booth Bounce pass into Ray in the left corner. Right back to Booth. Pushed off the left block. Leaves it for McCullough. Dumps down to Kinder. Saved by Downs. And then a push on Kinder. He pushed Bearden. For Kinder, that's his first. Team's second. Great play by Will Downs. He knocked it away and then saved it on the baseline. Threw it behind his back right to Bearden, who was then pushed by Kinder. 12-5, North Mac leading. Clock running, 6:20 for the first half. Here's Wilson. Into the hands of Cannon Kirk, top of the key, back to Tanner. Wilson puts it on the floor. Into the hands of Langelier. That's a bad pass. Thrown into the back court. Picked up by Kinder. Stripped by Wilson, but they're going to get a foul. A foul on Tanner Wilson. That was great hustle by Wilson to get back and thwart the fast break layup. Make Kinder earn him at the line, where he is 0-2 tonight. The turnover on North Mac, their fourth. Kinder at the free throw line. A 12-5 North Mac lead. Free throw for Brent. Rattles out, no good. Staunton now 3 of 6 from the foul line. Kinder's 0 out of 3. He'll get his second toss. Lines up the toss, and that one is pure. First point for Kinder, 12-6 North Mac. Kirk passing the front court to Downs, off to Wilson. Tanner floats it up from 7, off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to Booth. Somehow kept his feet and didn't travel. He looked like he was playing Twister right there. Right hand blue, left foot green. 5:50 first half. Into the hands of Kyle McCullough. Picked up the dribble to volleyball spike line. That pass is deflected out by Downs. But from my angle, I think Kinder was the last to touch. But officiating, it's all about the angle. And I don't think the official had the angle to see who last touched there. So Staunton catches the break. 5:41 for the first half. 12-6, North Mac leading. Kinder, top of the key to Ray. Devin Ray attacks, rises off the window, around and down for Devin Ray. His first bucket. 12-8, North Mac. Here comes Cannon Kirk into the front court. Bounce pass off to Wilson. Tanner Wilson across the floor to Thorman. Grant at the foul line, cut off there, into the hands of Tanner. Back to Grant. Thorman on the dribble between the volleyball spike line and midcourt. Bounce pass in the corner. Kirk tees up a three. Air ball out of bounds off of Bearden. It'll be Staunton ball. He was wide open, but that one came off the hand, moving left. As a shooter, there's no worse feeling than that, I guarantee you. As soon as Cannon let that go, he said, oh no. 5:10, first half. 12-8, North Mac leading. Booth into Ray. Man-to-man full court pressure tipped in the backcourt. Blocked away by Ray. Oh, Devin Ray with the eraser. Into the front court comes Booth. Staunton dodged one right there. That would have been another sloppy turnover. An easy bucket for North Mac. Devin Ray had other ideas. Now he's picked up his dribble. He's in trouble. And more miscommunication. He throws it out of bounds. Kinder cut towards midcourt. Ray's pass was towards the baseline. And another turnover because of miscommunication. Ninth Staunton turnover. It's the second time they've thrown the ball away by just miscommunique. Here's Thorman, top of the key. Attacks, leaves it. Wilson for three. Got it again. Tanner Wilson, his third triple of the half, and it's 15-8 North Mac. That kid is a dead-eye shooter. Into the hands of Devin Ray across the timeline. Picks up his dribble in the coffin corner again. Gets it to Booth, draws the contact, and he'll have free throws. Ethan would like to have that one back. He was at the front of the rim, and with the contact, he was just a little bit strong with the attempt. So he'll get two tosses. Seventh foul on North Mac, and it's the third personal on Will Downs. That is of concern for TJ Wilson and North Mac. Free throw is good for Booth. Six for Ethan. Downs is out. Langelier is back in. 15-9 North Mac. One more free throw for Booth. Free throw is good. Seven for Booth. He's 4 of 4. Check that, 5 of 5 from the line. A 5-point lead for North Mac. Here come the Panthers with Cannon Kirk, right side of the key. Into the hands of Thorman. Grant Thorman at the foul line. Kicks back to Hendricks. He'll fire the three. Around and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Thorman. Put back short. And Kinder pulls it down for Staunton. But Grant Thorman might be the smallest kid on the floor, but boy, does he play big out there. He is a fun basketball player to watch. 4 minutes, second quarter. A five-point lead for North Mac, 15-10. He is right in the shorts of Devin Ray. And as soon as I say that, Ray's going to be called for the foul away from the ball because Thorman was all over him. Ray extended that arm and pushed off. He is just a pesky defender. If he is guarding you, you are ready to just slap him by the end of the game because he just never lets you rest. He's one of those players, if he's on your team, you absolutely love him. If he's not on your team, you detest him. I love those kind of players. 3:40 for the first half. 15-10 North Mac. Thorman handling out front. Into the hands of Tanner Wilson. Back to Thorman, but it's thrown away. It was thrown behind Thorman, and Grant just kind of let it go. I wonder if he thought it was tipped. It was not. Fifth North Mac turnover. Bulldogs hanging around. They were not able to hang around in the first half in the regular season matchup back on January 7th. They are doing it tonight in the county championship. Ray, bounce pass off to McCullough out near midcourt, being guarded by Wilson. A screen by Booth. McCullough crosses over. Ball poked free by Tanner. Picked up off the floor by Thorman. Here comes Grant down the left side. Rejected by McCullough. Here comes Staunton. Ray across the timeline. He's going to pull. 4-3. Banked it in. Oh, he banked it in. 15-13 North Mac. 3 minutes first half. What a sequence. The block by McCullough. And then the banked three, and T.J. Wilson needs a timeout. 2:59 for the first half. It is North Mac 15, Staunton 13. You're listening to the 102nd Macoupin County Championship on WSMI. Following the North Mac timeout, Tanner rises from 18 and rims it out no good, and the rebound down to the Dogs. A two for the tie, a three for their first lead. Ray being guarded by Thorman. Here's Booth, left side of the key beyond the arc. Into the hands of Devin. Ray, top of the key. Kinder, right wing. Down to Booth, and he's fouled by Langelier. Ethan Booth is causing all sorts of problems for North Mac on the inside right now. He's got him in big-time foul trouble. That's the second on Langelier. Downs already has three. That'll get Garrett Bearden back into the ballgame. Langelier checks out. 2:31 for the first half. One and bonus for Booth. Toss good. He is 6 of 6 at the foul line. He has 8 points. That pulls Staunton to within one. This for the tie. Toss. Good. And just like that, we are tied at 15. North Mac ball, 2.5 minutes first half. Bulldogs have the arrow if we get a tie-up. In the corner with Kirk across the floor to Hendricks. Hendricks feeds it to Bearden in the high post. Right back in the corner goes to Kirk with a skip pass. Cannon Kirk, that pass is kicked out of there by Devin Ray. And the Panthers will trigger on the sideline. Not many empty seats in the gymnasium here tonight for the county championship. The girls game went to overtime. Carletonville defends their title 43-37. They beat Southwestern. Here's Hendricks, drives the baseline off to Kirk. Now Thorman swings it to Wilson. Tanner rises, foul line, counted, and the foul for Tanner Wilson. He has 11, hit on the release, and he'll have a free throw. That was a beautiful play by Tanner Wilson. Hit on the release with the 15-footer, and now he'll try for the old-fashioned three. He knows all about the new-age three. He's got three triples tonight, left the free throw short, and the rebound down to McCullough. Into the hands of Devin Ray. Thorman waits for him in the front court. Devin across the timeline. High post feed to Booth. Ethan will turn and face. Back to Ray. Ethan sets the ball screen. Here's Goss on the left wing. Dumps it down to Kinder. Brent, middle of the lane, rises up too strong. Offensive rebound Booth, and he's pushed by Bearden. Pushed him right in the back. More free throws for Ethan Booth. Fouls becoming a big, big concern. That's the first on Bearden. Got two on Kirk, two on Langelier, three on Downs. At the free throw line, Ethan Booth. Free throw is good. 10 points for Ethan. He has 10 of the Dogs' 16. Tanner Wilson has 11 of North Mac's 17. Second free throw for Booth. Got it again. We are tied again at 17. Clock running 95 seconds, first half of our championship game at the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. Here's Thorman out front, leaves it for Wilson. Tanner, skip pass in the corner with Cannon Kirk. Off to Thorman, Grant at the foul line, back to Wilson. Tanner, 4-3, left that one a little short. Rebound to Bearden, back tap, picked up by Hendricks. Here's Wilson, left side of the key, between his legs, off it to Hendricks it goes. 70 seconds, first half. Thorman in the right corner, puts it on the deck, attacks, bounce pass to Bearden. On the baseline, they swing it, Wilson open again, got it again, Tanner Wilson. 14 points, his fourth three of the half, his third of the quarter. 20-17 North Mac, final minute, first half. Booth lost his footing, got it off to Goss. Ray in the corner, McCullough down on the block. Kinder rises, can't hit, and the rebound to Bearden and North Mac. 45 seconds for the half. Here's Hendricks in the corner. Wilson again left that one short. He was wide open, though, Staunton Lucky. 35 seconds, first half. Here's Devin Ray in the corner with Booth. A three-point North Mac lead, half a minute, first half. Kinder on the left wing. Top of the key. Leaves it for McCullough. Drives baseline into the hands of Goss. Frank Goss, top of the key with Booth. 18 seconds for the half. Ray checks Ty Locks at the Staunton bench. The Staunton bench behind Staunton right now. 10 seconds for the half. Ray out near midcourt being guarded by Hendricks. Into the hands of Kinder. Heart of the lane, Booth. Leaves it in the corner, Goss. Off to McCullough. Booth, three for the tie. Back rim, no. And that's the half. After one half here in the 102nd Macoupin County Championship, it is North Mac 20, Staunton 17. You're listening to the Macoupin County title game on WQSMI. Two quarters to decide who will be the 102nd Macoupin County champion. North Mac leading Staunton 20-17. The Bulldogs will get the basketball to start the second half. McCullough, Ray, Kinder, Booth, and Goss for Staunton. For North Mac, it is Kirk, Thorman, Wilson, Hendricks, and Downs. Downs will start the second half playing with those three personal fouls. Here's Ray at the top of the key, checked by Thorman. Into the hands of Kinder. Drives baseline, attacks, layup good for Brent Kinder. His first field goal, he has 3 points. 1 point lead, North Mac. Here's Wilson in the right corner with Will Downs. Back it goes to Tanner. Across the floor with Thorman, right back to Wilson. High post to Hendricks. He will turn, face. Tanner now top of the key. Dribble drive, kicks to Thorman. Grant Thorman in the corner it goes with Kirk. Staunton in the 3-2 zone piece. Across the floor with Wilson in the right corner with Downs. Back to Tanner it goes. Across the floor with Thorman. Back in the left corner to Kirk. Fakes baseline, comes back towards midcourt. Leaves it for Thorman, off to Wilson. Right back to Thorman it goes. 50 seconds gone by, third quarter. Hendricks rises, might have been partially blocked from behind by Kinder. Oh, then it's thrown away. Goss threw it right to Will Downs. He never saw him. He was looking for the outlet to Ray, just never saw Will Downs, and Will was about 1 foot in front of Goss, just stepped in, took the pass, got the bucket. Here's Kinder attacking, missed the layup. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by North Mac. Hendricks wants to run. Here comes Matt Hendricks, down the heart of the floor. Layup, good. Coast to coast for Matt Hendricks. And just like that, it's a 5-point lead for North Mac. Full court pressure, man-to-man. And Ty Locks wants a timeout. 6:33 for the third quarter. It is North Mac 24, Staunton 19. This is the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Staunton High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing the action. Timmy Hake sitting in as a job shadow here tonight, taking in this Macoupin County Tournament Championship. Tim's an eighth grader at North Mac, but he wants to get into broadcasting. That is exciting. 6:25 for the third quarter. And I can tell you, Timmy, it beats working for a living. That's what I'll tell you. Beats working for a living. Here's Kinder, top of the key. With the left-hand dribble, leaves it off for McCullough. Reach-in foul on Cannon Kirk, and that's silly. That's his third. Wait, no. It was not on Cannon Kirk. Check that. It's North Mac ball. They must have called the palming violation or a 5-second count on Staunton. So no foul on Kirk. North Mac ball. They have a five-point lead. Tanner Wilson. In the corner goes to Cannon Kirk. Bounce pass out to Thorman. Across the floor to Wilson. Into the hands of Will Downs. Bounce pass to Thorman. Back to Tanner. He's run off the three-point line there. Keeps the bounce alive. High post to Hendricks. On the baseline, Downs. Wills, 18-footer. Blocked by Booth. Pulled down by Kinder. Into the hands of Devin Ray. 5:40, third quarter. A five-point North Mac lead. Ray, dangerous pass. Almost stolen by Downs. Now Staunton has numbers as Downs is out of the play. Goss attacks. Layup rattles down for Frank Goss. Frank's first bucket, 24-21, North Mac leading. Hendricks, top of the key, on the wing with Wilson. Tanner Wilson dribbles back towards midcourt, directs some traffic into the hands of Thorman at the volleyball spike line. Back to Tanner, top of the key, in the left corner to Downs. Will Downs picks up the bounce off to Wilson. Tanner, foul line, dumps it down to Hendricks. Cut off, rejected by Booth. He swatted that all the way out to the top of the key, where it's corralled by Wilson. He'll fire the three, missed it. And the rebound to the floor picked up by Booth. 5 minutes, third quarter. Here come the Dogs. Ray, lead pass to Kinder. Spins, layup, left it short, out of bounds, off of Kirk. It'll be Staunton ball. Wilson tried to take the charge down there. Good no call by the officials as Kinder was spinning away from the contact. Baseline out of bounds for the Bulldogs. 24-21 North Mac. McCullough lobs it out to Ray, top of the key. Devin Ray threw it to no one in particular, turned over. Run out for Kirk, layup, missed it with the left hand. He tried to get fancy, went up with just one hand, and he blew the bunny. That could be a big one. Stays a three-point lead. Staunton's dodged a couple of those. Here's Goss on the right wing. That's at least the third, maybe fourth time where they have thrown it to no one. Well, no one in a red jersey, I should say. They've thrown it right to North Mac or right out of bounds. 4:15, third quarter. Into the hands of Ray. Devin bounced it once, picked it up, feeds the block to Booth. Drop step, layup, he missed it. And the rebound down to North Mac. Lead pass too far for Thorman, turned over. And again, Staunton dodges one. A good lead pass to Thorman, and that's a bucket. 4:07 for the third quarter. 24-21, North Mac leading. Thorman tried to flop down and get a foul on Booth. The officials weren't biting. Here comes McCullough, top of the key. Throws it to Goss, and he put it on the deck, stripped, stolen by Kirk. Here comes Cannon Kirk, racing into the front court. Off to Hendricks. Bounce pass to Downs, back to Cannon. Kirk, ball fake, leaves it back to Hendricks. Top of the key to Downs. In the corner to Wilson. Off to Thorman. Good ball movement here by North Mac. Will Downs. Right wing Kirk, 3:35 for quarter number three. Will slashes through traffic, rises up short. Good contest by Booth. Now it's taken away by Downs. From Kinder, three ball, no, and Brent pulls down the rebound again. Staunton lucky. Here's McCullough, middle of the lane to Goss. Frank counted and the foul, no. A travel first on Goss, and I think that is the right call. I do think that's the right call. 3:20 for the third quarter. North Mac 24, Staunton 21. Timeout on the floor. We're back to the 102nd Macoupin County Championship following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Staunton High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this 102nd Macoupin County Championship game. Carlinville won the girls' title in overtime, 43-37, beating Southwestern. Here in the boys' tilt, 24-21 North Mac. They've led the entire way. Staunton tied them a couple times, 15-15, 17-17. That was late in the first half. North Mac led 20-17 at the break, up 24-21 right now. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Here's Hendricks, leaves it for Wilson. Tanner Wilson to the foul line. Thorman, he wants the three. Air ball. Rebound down to Goss. Outside of Tanner Wilson, North Mac is struggling on the offensive end. Down on the right block to Booth. He's fouled by Bearden. I remember T.J. Wilson telling me before the regular season game back on January 7th, he told me, we don't shoot well in this gym. We do not shoot well in this gym. They shot well that night. They are not shooting well tonight. Remember, they didn't play here on Thursday. That game was moved to Carlinville because of the weather. In the corner with Ray. Off to Kinder. Goss on the left wing now. Frank Goss. McCullough in the right corner, being guarded by Wilson. Here's Booth, top of the key, left wing with Ray. Devin Ray, left wing with Kinder. Booth has deep position, left block, spins middle, blocked, fouled by Bearden. That'll be the third on Bearden. That's a shooting foul. The official tells T.J. Wilson to back up. He was almost out to midcourt. 2:25 for the third. Are they going to call that foul on the floor? Ty Locke certainly thought he was gathering to go up. That's going to be baseline out of bounds. Oh, I sure thought that was a shooting foul. A bulldog at each corner of the lane, baseline trigger. Ray, looking. Safety valve out to McCullough, volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Goss. Lob down to Booth, layup good. North Mac fronted him. That didn't work out well. 13 for Booth, and T.J. Wilson wants a timeout. 2:17 for the third quarter. North Mac 24, Staunton 23. This is the 102nd Macoupin County Championship on WSMI. Staunton is hanging around. There have been a number of times in this ballgame where North Mac had an opportunity to stretch it out, and they were unable to do so. Will the Bulldogs make him pay, or will North Mac be able to control it and get out of here with their third county championship in a row? A lot of basketball to play. 10 minutes to go in the game. 2 minutes for the third quarter. In the corner with Kirk, right side of the floor. He'll bring it back on the wing into the hands of Thorben. Top of the key, Grant Thorben. Back to Wilson. In the corner it goes with Hendricks. Skip pass to Kirk. Staunton in that 3-2 zone. Thorben, dribble drive, kicks to Wilson. Tanner rises from 18 and hits. Tanner Wilson knock it down. 16 for Tanner. 26-23, North Mac. Wilson has 16 of North Mac's 26, and a foul in the backcourt. Ray was trapped back there. Thorben and Kirk in the area. They will get Kirk, and that is number three on Cannon Kirk. Three on Kirk, three on Downs, three on Bearden. 3 fouls and a half on North Mac, none on Staunton. Remember, though, there is no word in the rule book that says the fouls have to be even. The aggressive team usually gets the whistles. 80 seconds, third quarter, and the way North Mac plays defense man-to-man with the pressure, they're going to foul a lot more than Staunton does, who sits in that 3-2 zone. They get after you, do the Panthers defensively. Man, they get after you. Out near midcourt, McCullough, dangerous pass, found its way home to Ray. On the right wing in the corner with Goss, back to Ray. 60 seconds, third quarter, a 3-point North Mac lead for the county championship. Here's McCullough on the right wing. Keeps the bounce alive. Pocket picked by Thorben, but Grant can't keep it in play. Thorben was sitting on that crossover, just biding his time, and he pounced on the opportunity. They were just so close to the sideline, there wasn't enough space to corral the basketball. Sideline trigger in front of the Staunton bench, and it goes to Ray off to McCullough. 45 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Kinder in the high post. He'll dribble out to the volleyball spike line. It was a 3-point game at the half. It's a 3-point game now. Ray, bounce pass to Kinder. And we got a foul on North Mac. Who are they going to get this time? Garrett Bearden, his fourth. That will get Evan Langelier to the table and checking in. Here replace Bearden. North Mac has not been able to guard Booth without fouling here tonight. They did for the most part in the first game. Of course, they had a bigger margin in that game too, so it changed Staunton's philosophy a little bit. Right now, Staunton, they don't have to change anything. They're right where they want to be. Pace is good. Kinder rounding down for Brent Kinder. He has 5. 1-point lead, North Mac. Clock running, 20 seconds, third quarter. Tanner on the dribble out at midcourt. Panthers will hold for the final shot. What a ball game. What a tournament. Here's Wilson out between the circles. 10 seconds. At the volleyball spike line. High post to Hendrick. Oh, throw it underneath. He traveled. Yep, he made the layup, but he did not make the catch cleanly. Bobbled the ball, shuffled the feet. And with 4.4 seconds, Staunton will have the ball, and they must go the length of the floor. Booth will throw it in. Gets it into Kinder. Brent Kinder, midcourt with 3. Rises, 3. At the horn, back rim, no good. After 3, it is North Mac, 26. Staunton, 25. The 102nd Macoupin County Championship on the line when we come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Staunton won the third quarter 8-6. North Mac leads the game 26-25. It's money quarter time. Here we go. 8 minutes to decide the county champ. Wilson for three. Missed it. Left it short. Ball is back tapped. Midcourt, can Booth save it? He does for a moment, but then he steps out of bounds. It'll be North Mac ball. 7:46 for the championship. A North Mac win would be their third straight, and it would be T.J. Wilson's eighth county title, tying the great Jim Lafka. 7:40 ball game. Here's Thorman. Leaves it off for Wilson. Middle of the lane to Hendricks. Back in the corner goes to Kirk, off to Tanner. Swings it left side with Thorman. Grant Thorman in the corner with Will Downs. Back to Thorman. Into the hands of Tanner. Wilson in the right corner to Kirk. Back to Tanner. He wants the three ball straight on. Got it. Yes. Tanner Wilson has 19. Single-handedly trying to lift North Mac to the championship. In the backcourt, Ray spinning away. Thorman right with him. Ray's in trouble. He's going to be called for steps. Yep, he was all twisted around over there on the far sideline. If it wasn't a travel, it was about to be a 10-second count. 7:08 for the championship. 29-25 North Mac. Panthers have the ball. Here comes Thorman across the timeline. Top of the key with Wilson. Why not? Volleyball spike line. Yes! Oh, Tanner got it. He has 22. He's in fuego. 32-25 North Mac. 6:45 for the ball game. My goodness. He was a step inside the volleyball spike line from straight on. No hesitation, and he canned it. Here's Goss on the right wing. McCullough back to Goss. 6.5. Lob down to Booth. We have a whistle and foul. It's going on North Mac. They were holding Booth. It'll go on Hendricks. That is his first, team's sixth. No fouls in the half on Staunton, and that could become a problem for the Bulldogs if they continue to trail and are trying to foul at the end of the ball game to get the ball back. Here's Kinder, right side of the key with Goss. Down to Booth, lays it up and in. 15 for Ethan Booth. A 5-point North Mac lead, 32-27. 6:20 ball game. Bounce pass. Hendricks, foul line, missed it. Rebound down to Kinder for Staunton. Here come the Bulldogs. Ray into the front court on the left wing with Kinder. Brent drives. We got a foul offensive on Brent Kinder. He lowered the boom right into Matt Hendricks. And for Kinder, that'll be a second personal foul. 17th turnover and the first foul of the half on Staunton. Stay tuned for the third-place game from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational coming up next. Nokomis and Pena. That broadcast when we are done here from the Macoupin County Championship. 6 minutes for the ship. Here's Downs. Bounces into the middle. That pass went right off the gut of Langelier and turned over. He just couldn't catch it cleanly. Here come the Dogs. Down 5. Kinder on the left wing. He's got to be fouled by Thorman. Grant was going for the steal there. He just didn't time it properly. 7th foul on North Mac. Staunton shooting free throws the rest of the way. Bearden will check back in, replacing Langelier. Thought it was a 17th foul. Maybe it's just the 6th. It's just the 16th foul. So the next one will put Staunton to the line the rest of the way. Here's Devin Ray in the left corner with Booth. Back to Ray, 5:40 for the championship. Here's Devin in the left corner. Feeds the post to Booth. McCullough swings to Goss open for three. Yes, Frank Goss knocks down the triple. Big shot. He has 5, and the lead is down to 2. 32-30 North Mac. They have the lead and the basketball. 5:20 for the ball game. Here's Cannon Kirk out near midcourt. Moves to the top of the key, puts it between his legs, backs up now between the volleyball spike line and the midcourt stripe. North Mac wants to run a little bit of clock here, see if they can get Staunton out of that 3-2 zone. That might be the goal with this. Thorman out near the spike line. Leaves it off for Wilson. In the corner it goes to Kirk, right back to Tanner. Tanner, dribble drive, in the corner. Downs, open for three. Rimmed it out, no good. Rebound tipped around several times, pulled down by Goss. Here come the Dogs. McCullough, right wing. A two for the tie, a three for the lead. Goss, open for the lead. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Nope, Booth had it, lost it, pulled down by Wilson. Here comes Tanner into the front court at the foul line. Rises, left it short. Gets his own rebound, though, at the top of the key. Yeah, North Mac will reset. Thorman in the corner. Grant Thorman off to Cannon Kirk. Kirk, that pass kicked out of there. Oh, they didn't see it. No whistle. That ball was kicked. No whistle. Now a foul on North Mac. Oh, TJ Wilson is hot, and he has every right to be. That ball was kicked by Brent Kinder at the top of that zone, and the officials flat missed it. They flat didn't see it. You can't call what you don't see, and they didn't see it. But it was a kick. The Bulldogs have caught a break with 4:19 to play in the championship. 32-30. TJ getting the explanation. He don't like it. And I'm sure the officials telling him, I didn't see it. Doesn't make TJ feel any better, though. One in bonus. Toss, no good. Missed it. Offensive rebound to Goss. He lost it. He was fighting his own teammate for it. And North Mac comes down with the ball. So no harm, no foul there. Missed kick ball. Forget about it. Doesn't matter. Staunton didn't score on the possession. Halfway through the money quarter. In the right corner with Kirk. Off to Thorman. Grant Thorman to the left elbow in the corner. Downs for three. Yes. Will Downs, his first triple. He has seven. Big shot. Makes it 35-30. North Mac. 3:45 for the ball game. Devin Ray in the backcourt off to Brent Kinder. Into the hands of Frank Goss. Goss leaves it for Ray, moving towards the rim, rejected by Hendricks. It'll be Staunton ball with 3:34 to play. A 5-point North Mac lead. Staunton has never led. They tied it a couple times in the first half, had it within 1 point here in the second half. Here's Kinder off to Goss, top of the key with Ray. Devin Ray gets a ball screen from Goss. Picks up the dribble. He needs some help now. Leaves it off for Goss. In the corner to Kinder. Down to Booth, and he's fouled by Hendricks. 3:20 to play in the championship. Ninth team foul of the half on North Mac. Staunton with just one. That's going to be a problem for Staunton if they continue to trail. They're going to have to do a lot of fouling and waste precious seconds to get North Mac over the limit. Free throw good for Booth. 16 for Ethan Booth. What that does afford Staunton, though, they could be a little more aggressive defensively and not have to worry about putting North Mac at the line. Toss for Booth, good. 17 for Ethan Booth. One possession game again. 35-32 North Mac with the lead and the ball. We approach the 3-minute mark of the ball game. Here's Thorman. Into the hands of Tanner Wilson, back to Thorman. Tanner's been a one-man offensive show here tonight. Hendricks has it stripped and stolen. Picked up off the floor by Booth. I did not see the Dog who jarred it loose. Could have been Kinder or McCullough. Here's Goss on the right wing. Lobs down to Booth. And we're going to get it. Offensive on Ethan Booth. They're going to say he pushed off when he was being fronted. That will be the first personal on Ethan Booth. It'll go down as the 18th turnover and the second team foul. North Mac will take their time into the front court on the jog. Thorman across the timeline. Into the hands of Wilson. Bounce pass to Hendricks at the right elbow. Hendricks turns, faces, back to Wilson. Tanner now keeps the bounce alive, wants to cross over. Gets into the paint. Floats it up, won't go down. Offensive rebound, Hendricks poked away. Gets it back and a foul. They'll get Booth on the hold. His second, team's third. Baseline out of bounds for the Panthers. 2.5 minutes to play. Ty Locks imploring Devin Ray to get out and guard Tanner Wilson. Now it'll be McCullough on the switch. Tanner has it. Had to leap to make that catch out near midcourt. Here's Kirk. Back to Wilson. Over to Thorman it goes. Right back to Tanner. North Mac will take their time now. Five ball handlers on the floor for the Panthers. Here's Thorman. On the back pedal now. Lost the handle, but it went right to Hendricks. Back door. Kirk rejected by Booth. Oh, what a rejection at the rim. Here comes Kinder. Leads back for Ray. into the hands of Kinder, left wing. Inside of 2 minutes for the championship game. Devin Ray picks up the bounce, leaves for Goss. Frank, handoff to McCullough. 108 seconds to play in the title game. Here's Ray on the right wing. Devin off to Kinder at the volleyball spike line. Back to Ray for three, and the tie missed it. Rebound is off of Frank Goss. It'll be North Mac ball. 98 seconds to play. 35-32 North Mac. Well, I said pregame, I don't know if Staunton to win, but I do know they're going to give North Mac a heck of a ball game, and that's exactly what has transpired here tonight. T.J. Wilson, he wants a timeout. 89 seconds for the championship. North Mac 35, Staunton 32. You're listening to the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. What a game here tonight between North Mac and Staunton. Both championship games have been fantastic. The girls' game went to overtime, won by Carthenville, beating Southwestern. North Mac's led the entire way, but it is dicey right now. They're up three with the ball. Staunton has had a couple possessions to either tie or take the lead, haven't been able to cash. Here's Thorman. Drives into the lane, now kicks out to Wilson. That pass tipped out by McCullough. It'll stay with North Mac, 75 seconds to play. And the Panthers, they don't need points right now. A wide-open layup presents itself. They'll take that. But ball control and make Staunton come and get you. The Bulldogs have only three team fouls. So they're going to have to foul. Ty Locks gives that signal right now. They foul Thorman out near midcourt. That's team foul number four. Three more to get North Mac to the line. 69 seconds to play. Ty Locks gives the foul sign again to the Bulldogs. North Mac ball sideline in front of the scorer's table. Wilson gets it into Hendricks. And McCullough gives the quick foul on Hendricks. Fifth team foul, 66 seconds to play. North Mac has shot just one free throw tonight, and they missed it. They've been raining threes, though. Wilson gets it into Hendricks in the backcourt. He's fouled quickly. That's team foul number six. So Staunton did a good job to get to the bonus quickly. They had no fouls not that long ago. Good job to not wait too long. Sometimes in that spot, you'll see a team wait too long to start fouling, and they run out of time. Ty Locke started in plenty of time. 64 seconds to play. Next foul will send North Mac to the free throw line. In the backcourt with Wilson. Tanner Wilson across the timeline. Leaves it back for Thorman. Final minute ball game. And Grant Thorman is fouled. He will be at the free throw line for the one and bonus. You talk about pressure free throws. Here you go. This is why you shoot all those foul shots at the end of practice when you're tired. So when you're at the foul line with 57 seconds to go in the championship game, you can knock them down. Thorman has 2 points. Free throw. Good. Pure. That puppy didn't touch a single piece of iron. As pure can be. Makes it a two-possession game, 36-32, 57.8 seconds to play. Second free throw for Thorman. Rattles it down. Big tosses for the senior. 5-point North Mac lead. Clock running, 53 seconds to play in the title game. Here's Devin Ray. Left elbow feed to Booth. Ethan Booth off to Ray. Devin for three. Gotta have it. Can't get it. Offensive rebound picked up by McCullough. Bad entry pass. Stolen away. Now a foul given. McCullough tried to force it down to the heart of the lane. North Mac had it defended well. And now with 39 and a half seconds to play, North Mac can start to sense it. It'll be a three-peat. And it'll be county title number eight for T.J. Wilson, tying him with the great Jim Lafka. Free throw for Hendricks. Good. Three big free throws. Two from Thorman a moment ago. Now one from Hendricks, and he has another toss. It's 38-32 North Mac. That toss no good. But the offensive rebound to Downs. Huge board for North Mac. Wilson out near midcourt. Keeps the bounce alive. Picks up the dribble, and T.J. Wilson will take the timeout. Staunton had to have that rebound. They didn't get it. 31.9 seconds for the championship. North Mac 38, Staunton 32. The Panthers consent it. Back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. 31.9 seconds to play here in the 102nd Macoupin County Championship. It was a three-point game moments ago. Staunton had the ball, but then they were unable to cash in, and North Mac has made hay from the free throw line, making three of four foul shots to get it out to a six-point lead. Then a big offensive rebound on the one free throw they missed. So they have possession, and the foul given in the backcourt on Kirk by McCullough. 29 seconds to play, and at the free throw line will be Cannon Kirk. The 5'10 junior has not scored tonight. He's got to make the first to get the second. 38-32, North Mac leading. We'll have the trophy presentation, announcement of the all-tournament team at the conclusion. Free throw rattles down for Cannon Kirk. And also talk with the winning coach on the floor after the ball game. 39-32, North Mac. Tell you what, this game was a lot closer than the final score might indicate. Free throw, good. Four for Hendricks. Off to Ray. Clock running, 25 seconds. Here's Frank Goss. Dribble drive, counted, and the foul. That is not what North Mac wanted there. Bucket good. Clock stops, 21 seconds to play. That makes it 40-34. Time is the biggest factor right now. There's just not much of it left. Goss misses the free throw. Rebound down to Wilson. He might have missed that on purpose. 19 seconds for the championship. 40-34. North Mac, 19 seconds away from the three-peat. The 10th year of existence for North Mac, and they're looking to bring home their sixth county title in those 10 seasons. Remarkable. Free throw for Wilson is good. Monster game for Tanner Wilson. He has 23. He's hit six threes. 41-34, second free throw good. 24 for Wilson. 42-34 North Mac. Here comes Ray into the front court for Staunton. Clock running 15 seconds. Kinder drives the baseline. Layup. Oh, he missed it. Rebound back tap to Kinder. Picks it up. Floats it up. Left it short. Put back Booth. Good. 19 for Booth. Clock running with five. And the North Mac Panthers will three-peat here at the Macoupin County Tournament. The first time since 1988, 89, and 90, we have a three-time defending Macoupin County Tournament champion. They win it 42-36 over the Staunton Bulldogs in an absolute thriller of a ball game here this evening in the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament Championship. Gary Boker, that was a fantastic ball game. I'm going to work my way down to the floor right now. We're going to catch up with TJ Wilson in just a moment, but a heck of a game for the Panthers as they complete the three-peat.
Yes, indeed, it was an outstanding game, and you had mentioned earlier the fact that if Staunton could keep the game in the 30s or the 40s, that they might have an opportunity to stay in this ball game and perhaps pull the upset. Well, they did just that. The final score of 42-36 does not really indicate just how tight a ball game this was, as the Panthers were able to hit clutch free throws in the fourth quarter, and that enabled them to pick up the victory. But it was not without a fight, as the Staunton Bulldogs, utilizing the fact they had the home court advantage, perhaps
at this time
they
would
went
continue to
we'll go down to
the
floor right now and get
the captains of North Mac
the total or the highlights of the game. Tim Mize, down to you.
Champions of the 102nd annual Macoupin County Boys Basketball Tournament.
The North Mac Panthers just now being given the plaque signifying the championship of Macoupin County.
At this time, we'd also like to honor the all-tournament
team.
They're
going to now honor the all-tournament team. Here they go.
Boys tournament. Start out from the champion North Mac Panthers, Tanner Wilson. From the runner-up Staunton Bulldogs, Ethan Booth. From the Gillespie Miners, Frankie Barrett. From the Southwestern Piasaw Birds, Addis Moore. And there was a tie for the fifth spot. So Michael Byatts from Carlinville and Grant Thoreman from your champion North Mac Panthers. Congratulations to our all-tournament team. And one more time for our champion North Mac Panthers and a runner-up, the Staunton Bulldogs.
So there you have it, the North Mac Panthers with a 42-36 victory over Staunton take the championship here at the Macoupin County Tournament. Looking at the all-tournament team, Tanner Wilson from North Mac, Ethan Booth from Staunton, Frankie Barrett from Gillespie, Addis Moore from Southwestern, Michael Byatts of Carlinville, and Grant Thoreman from North Mac. We will take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk to the winning coach from North Mac. You're listening to WSMI. Go back there. The North Mac Macoupin County champions are having their pictures taken following the photo. We'll go down to Tim Mize and see if
he can
catch the
winning
coach.
Thank you very much here with Tanner Wilson. And Tanner, what a ball game. And the great players show up in the biggest moments. Just take me through your mentality coming into this game tonight.
I mean, we had one on them already, and we knew it wasn't going to be the same game as last time, especially in their place. So we just gave it our all and came on our outcome.
Now, your dad told me before the last game, we don't shoot well in this gym. And historically, that might be true, but you seem to shoot just fine in this gym.
I really don't like this gym or the rims, no. But I just kept shooting, and I had my stroke.
And your dad told me earlier this morning that you finally found that stroke the last number of games, and you were on fire this entire tournament. And when you get it going, you get that feeling, don't you?
Yeah, I'm just ready to shoot at all times. I'm always in my stroke and ready to go. And if hand down, man down, I'm ready to shoot all the time.
Three straight championships, something that hasn't been done since 88, 89, and 90. And I know it's fresh, so it probably hasn't really sunk in about that accomplishment, but 102 years of this tournament, that has not been done very often.
No, it's great. And just for us to do it 3 years in a row, and for my dad, it's great.
What is it like playing for your pops? He's an intense fella.
I love it. I wouldn't trade it for the world to play with my dad. I really wouldn't.
What can you say about your teammates? You did a bulk of the scoring tonight, but man, you guys get after it defensively. A lot of other ways to help a ball club.
Yeah, we're always getting after on defense, and he's always pushing us to go give it our best and 100% all the time, and we just give it our all.
Tanner, congratulations, man. Tanner Wilson, the star of the night for the North Mac Panthers here as they get their third straight championship over the Staunton Bulldogs tonight. And TJ, my goodness, you got the championship. That's great, but when your boy is the lead dog, that has to make it a little sweeter.
Yeah, it did. He had a good game, but all the kids played well. We just had to battle through it on a night when we didn't shoot the ball very well. But, yeah, Tanner played well. All the kids did. It was hard fought, and I knew it wouldn't be the same as when we were down there last time because we never did really get it to our pace. I think there was about 2 minutes in the third quarter, and then he called timeout immediately where we were getting it up and down. It was too slow. We needed to play faster.
This is your eighth county championship, TJ. That ties you with Coach Lofgren for the most in the history of this tournament.
No, that's a pretty good honor, anything that has to do with Coach Lofka.
You guys have now won 6 of 10 here at the county, and really for you, 7 of 11 going back to the last year of Girard. And when you are expected to win something, it makes it a little bit harder, but sometimes the harder it is, the more enjoyable it is.
Yeah, it was. It was very enjoyable because it was a tough one, and we had to really fight for this one. I thought we guarded really well. We played the big kid well. We missed a couple late rotations, but they hit a couple threes, but we were going to give that three up instead of trying to just take 30 away first.
And I thought he got you in some foul trouble. You know, he got some big foul trouble. But you guys, you found a way to get it done. And that's what good basketball teams do. Sometimes when things are going haywire and it's not going to plan, you just got to gut it up and get it done.
Yeah, we did. And when we got it under 2 minutes, I said we're going to spread it out and we're going to make them foul us. So once we got under, I don't think, well, we might miss one free throw. I think we were 7 for 8 and then down the stretch.
The free throw you missed, you got the offensive rebound.
Will got the offensive rebound, but yeah, it was fun.
TJ, obviously you've been a part of a lot of these, but everyone is different because you get to come back every year, but for the kids, they only get 4 years. So talk about this group specifically and how you're feeling for them right now.
Oh, I feel great for them. They work hard. Like I said this morning on the phone, they're great kids to coach. I love to coach them. They don't complain about anything. And when you play for me, you probably got a lot to complain about sometimes, the way the coach treats you. But I love every one of them.
Well, I guarantee you, TJ, every one of these kids on your roster, they would run through a brick wall for you and maybe do it twice.
Yeah, I hope so.
TJ, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
TJ Wilson, the head coach of the Macoupin County champion North Mac Panthers.
Indeed, a great interview, Tim Mize, as TJ Wilson victorious, his 8th county championship, and that ties him with Coach Lofka for number of county championships. As we look at today's action in the girls' championship game, Carlinville prevailed over Southwestern 46-34. The all-tournament team for the girls was Corey Hopkins from Southwestern, as well as Riley Smith from Southwestern, Gracie Reels from Carlinville, Josie Bullion from Southwestern, Holly Bukeski from Staunton, and Mackenzie Mix from Gillespie. That was your girls' all-tournament team. For the boys, the championship saw North Mac defeat Staunton 42-36. Tanner Wilson from North Mac on the all-tournament team, as well as Ethan Booth from Staunton, Frankie Garrett from Gillespie, Addis Moore from Southwestern, Michael Byatts from Carlinville, and Grant Thorman from North Mac. Once again, we're putting a cap on an outstanding, I mean outstanding, Macoupin County tournament. And folks, we could not have asked for any better final day here at Staunton High School, as the crowd got everything they deserved and more. And what an outstanding, boisterous, supportive crowd from the north part of the county, from the south part of the county, from all over the county. They were here tonight in Staunton.
The county championship always delivers, doesn't it, Gary?
Amen. Never, never a disappointment. And as you mentioned earlier, a lot of times some of the most dramatic games are on Friday night,
right?
But we came back on Saturday with some pretty good games as well.
Well, you talk about two championship games that come down to it. The girls' game goes to overtime. The boys' game was in serious doubt into the final minute of the ball game here tonight.
Well, it got down to the point where Staunton hadn't had enough team fouls. They had to foul profusely in the last few minutes because they had to stop the clock. And give credit where credit is due, North Mac stepped to that free throw line in the most critical time of the game, and he was, 7 for 8 and got the offensive rebound on the missed free throw. It doesn't get much better than that.
No, and North Mac is such a fun team to watch. You know, TJ kind of alluded, like, tongue-in-cheek about how he's a tough guy to play for, but that's the type of coach you want to play for, Gary. You want to play for a guy who's going to hold you to a certain standard, and if you don't attain the standard that he knows you're capable of reaching, you're going to hear about it. He's not going to get on you for something he knows you can't do. But for a thing he knows that you can do, he's going to let you know about it.
Well, we had a couple of stompers down there on the sidelines today. I wouldn't have been surprised. I know it wouldn't have happened, but I wouldn't have been surprised if he'd have ripped that shirt off in the final minutes. He was that intense, and give credit to Ty Locks on the other side. He was the same. Both coaches had their teams right where they wanted them, in the palm of their hands. Yes, the execution wasn't always perfect, but I'll tell you what, you talk about cracking a whip. Both of those coaches took their teams right to the finish line tonight.
What a night here at the Macoupin County Tournament, the 102nd installment hosted by Staunton. We're going to take one final break from the county. We'll come back and wrap it up and then get you off to the third place game at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at Staunton High School. Tanner Wilson winds up with 24 points tonight, and Gary hits six threes. And I love the honesty. I don't really like shooting in this gym. I don't like the rims.
Well, I guess he's figuring he may not have to come back here. So this could be it, and he could be quite honest. But you said 24 points. That means the rest of his team scored 18 points.
Yeah.
That was the man that really took him to the promised land today. And it's altogether fitting that it's the coach's son.
That's exactly right. And you got to score to win. There's no doubt about that. But all the other kids on the floor for North Mac, they might not have been scoring, but they were doing a bunch of the things necessary to win a championship. And a lot of times, you know, fans, people, you get caught up in, well, how many points did you score? But there were charges taken. There were steals that were had. These North Mac Panthers, from top to bottom, everybody who was on the floor tonight, had their hand in this victory.
And Will Down, a couple of times, he comes up with huge offensive rebounds, and a couple of times, Staunton pulled the rebound down, and he just snaked in. Remind me of the old Bunker Hill days. Mm-hmm. Coach Lofka used to teach that just because that guy has the ball, that doesn't mean you can't take it from him. And they would sneak in and get the ball right back. But, you know, as we talk about North Mac, and well, we should, I think we got to turn the page over and look at this Staunton Bulldog team. A lot of people in the county said, well, this is North Mac's tournament to lose. It's all theirs. But I tell you what, Staunton came out tonight and they said, hold on just a minute. We've got a say-so in this. And they went toe-to-toe, they went nose-to-nose, and they played right to the hilt with these North Mac Panthers tonight.
The score wound up where Staunton needed it to wind up. 42 points wins the ball game. But for Staunton, just a few too many turnovers here tonight. I had them for 18 unofficially, but the first few minutes of that first quarter, Gary, they had about four turnovers in the first couple minutes, wound up with seven turnovers in the first quarter. And that was, you know, one of the things that Terry Tote would always talk about. People get caught up about the end of the game. How many turnovers did you have in the first quarter? How many foul shots did you miss in the second quarter? It all matters when it comes down to it. You know, we focus on the end of the game for obvious reasons, but when you get off to a slow start, sometimes that can be the difference.
But give Staunton credit. They got off to that slow start. They dug themselves
a
hole, but they climbed right out of that hole. By halftime, they let them know that, hey, we're on equal terms with you guys.
They were sped up by North Mac's pace early. Thought they got control of the pace they were looking for in the middle part of the game. And then at the end of the day, North Mac just came out and took it.
Well, I think that's one thing, though, that Coach Wilson was most frustrated with. Early in the second half, he couldn't get his team into the gear he wanted them in, and as a result, that's frustrating when you're a high caliber coach and you want to go full speed. When somebody slows you down, it's almost like we're not playing our game. We've got to start playing our game. And he kept exhorting his players, let's get up and down the floor, let's get after, let's pick up the intensity. Well, they finally did enough to win this one.
What a championship night. The boys' game goes to North Mac, a three-peat, the first time since the late 80s in 1990 that a boys' team wins three straight county titles. It's 6 out of 10 for North Mac, 7 out of 11 for T.J. Wilson as North Mac beats Staunton 42-36. The girls' championship went to overtime. Carthenville defended their championship, beating Southwestern 43-37.
Special accolades to Gracie Reels. When the game was on the line, there's only 4 minutes to determine a championship. She came out. Not that she didn't play like a champion all night, but in the overtime, she took it over. She won that game for the Cavaliers.
So congratulations to North Mac, the three-time defending champions, the Carthenville Lady Cavaliers, back-to-back champions here at the Macoupin County Tournament. We want to thank all the people here at Staunton. They did an amazing job hosting the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. Troy Redfern, Matt Larson, the countless number of volunteers it took to put this event on. Of course, they had to deal with the weather, all the folks involved with Carthenville and North Mac, and then obviously with Staunton making those decisions on Thursday night with the weather. Everything perfect this week
here at Staunton. I really have to give them credit on that decision Thursday night. for the safety of everyone involved. It was the best decision possible. Hats off to them on running an entire week for the tournament, but especially on that critical decision Thursday evening.
You know, Gary, this should have been something I should have asked you off the air, but where's the county at next year? I don't even know off the top of my head. You don't know either?
I live in the moment.
I don't worry about it.
Where it was last year or whether it was next year.
So you don't know.
I don't know. Well, you should be able to know if you just went by district numbers. What is Staunton?
I don't know.
That's the problem.
A lot of I don't knows, Gary. What I do know is that we were treated to a great day of basketball here at the Macoupin County Tournament, and we look forward to the 103rd County Tournament wherever it may be next year.
Well, that's one thing that we found out up and down this county. When different schools take the opportunity, they really do their best and they really roll out the red carpet for us and for all of the fans for a great tournament.
Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear throughout the high school sporting season, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. What a championship session. The girls' game goes to Carletonville in overtime, 43-37. The boys' game goes to North Mac, 42-36 over Staunton. A three-peat for North Mac, back-to-back for Carletonville. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced this championship action here on WSMI FM 106. Stay tuned. We're going to have the third-place game from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, Nokomis and Pena. That broadcast on the way here on WSMI. For Gary Boker, I am Tim Mize. We say so long from the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament.